Good Devach, Shavuot Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer, Brooklyn, New York. There is one individual that is mentioned in the Sedra that, if you think about it, you have to wonder why the Torah makes a big deal about him, and that is Bezalel ben Uri ben Chor Lamata Yehuda. Bezalel is the lead manager, the contractor, if you will, for the Binyan HaMishkan, and the question is, why does the Torah make a big deal about him? He plays certainly an important role, critical role, but does a contractor require the character trait or the description of an individual that Hashem puts Ruach Elohim in that individual? You need a person who's competent. And if the person is incompetent, he needs help being competent. So maybe Ruach Elohim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took an individual who didn't really know what to do and gave him the capability to do so. But I'll peep shot, according to the simple read of the Psukim, it really begs the question, why is Bezalel significant for posterity? The fact of the matter is, he did not conceive of the idea of building the Mishkan. He did not conceive of the architectural plans of the Mishkan. He was simply the guy who put it together. And although that's important, you have to wonder, you know, there are a lot of things that are important. Why is it so important that Bezalel played this role? I mean, if you have an artisan, if you have a craftsman, if you have a plumber, if you have a whoever, you know, these are important people that do important jobs. But does every person that's a plumber, even in a shul, you know, have to have Ruach Elohim? So it just seems to be something a little that the Torah is drawing our attention to. The question is, what exactly is that? So clearly, if Bezalel is, and he's mentioned twice, and he's given significant play, so what is the significance of Bezalel in the Sedra and in Binyan HaMishkan? I think the answer really can be summed up in the notion of firsts. You know, they say that a person can only have one chance at making a good first impression. There are moments that are formative. There are moments that set the trend of everything going forward. And Bezalel, building the Mishkan, he set the trend, the culture of Avodas Hashem in the Mishkan, because it was his ethos, what he brought to the table, that imbued the Avoda in the Mishkan with a certain tonality, and that is significant. So what do I mean by this? Well, let's see, what do we know about Bezalel? So I think there are three important facts that the Chazal flesh out for us about Bezalel. Number one, the Torah tells us that he was blessed with Chachma. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him Chachma. Now, the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives Chachma to people who are Chachamim. In other words, there's got to be something there already. So what is the there that was there already for Bezalel? So we know that Bezalel's Elter Babi, his great-grandmother, was Miriam. And the Torah tells us, as understood by Chazal, that Miriam was one of the midwives, and she stood up to Paro, and even at risking her own life, to help bring Jewish children into the world during the time of the Pharaonic oppression. So even though Paro said this is absolutely forbidden, she stood up. So Miriam basically, it captures the midah of strength, of power, of bravery, and of strength of character, that even in the face of great risk, she said, I'm going to do the right thing. And this comes down in the DNA to Bezalel. The Torah says that if for the midwives doing what they did, by Aslahem Batim, they were rewarded with Batim. Chazal tell us, what are the houses that they were rewarded with? So was it a house in the suburbs? The house they were rewarded with was Batei Kahuna, Batei Leviya. In the case of Miriam, we have here Beis Malchus, the monarchy. So the Medrash says that the Chachma that Miriam was rewarded with is what goes down generation to generation, ultimately manifesting itself in Bezalel, and through Bezalel, ultimately down to David and Shlomo HaMelech and Malchus Beis David. So the first character trait, if you will, of Bezalel is wisdom. But it is not just wisdom, Chachma. It is a wisdom that is forged in the cauldron of bravery, of strength of character, to be able to stand up and stand straight and stand tall to do what is right, even if it comes at great risk. So that's number one. What else do we know about Bezalel? Well, Medrash tells us that Bezalel had great Mesiras Nefesh. The Torah tells us that Vayas Bezalel, he made the Aron, but it says Vayas, Vayas, Vayas multiple times. And the Medrash says, this is to tell us that Bezalel put his all, his total, his heart, his soul, his guts. He was Moser Nefesh for Binyan HaMishkan and the Kelim. So if there is a second Midah of Bezalel, which is really significant, it would be this, Mesiras Nefesh. And then, if you think about it, these two traits are really important for Avodas Hashem. We have the trait strength of character, Chachma together. This is something which is important for Avodas Hashem, because how easy it is for us to try to want to get along and go along when we have an outside world or even within our own communities, pressures to compromise on the values of Torah and Avodah. But Avodas Hashem demands that even when there are pressures that are compelling us to compromise, we don't compromise. We stand tall and we stand firm. Mesiras Nefesh is also a very important criteria for successful Avodas Hashem. If a person just wants to be a fair-weather friend with Torah and Mitzvos, it's not going to go that well. But for a person to have a profound and spiritually meaningful and purposeful experience of Avodas Hashem, it requires putting your heart and soul into it, putting your guts into it, Mesiras Nefesh, to sacrifice for it. Things which you don't sacrifice for are not meaningful. And things which we do sacrifice, we sacrifice our time, we sacrifice our energy, we sacrifice our money, we sacrifice. Doesn't that mean we dial Kiddush Hashem? But if a person is willing to invest themselves, i.e., be Moser Nefesh, in the most literal meaning of that word, then the consequence of that Mesiras Nefesh is that the experience becomes profoundly deep and meaningful. So Avodas Hashem demands these two quality traits of Bezalel. But there is yet a third. And the third little fact that we know about Bezalel is Bezalel's age. And that is that he was 13 years old. He was a 13-year-old kid when he was called to the task of becoming the contractor, the lead manager in constructing the Mishkan. So why is this important? What is the most basic description of a young person? What is most characteristic of a young person is young people have supple minds, flexible minds. They are open to see the opportunities in front of them and have the capability to see, to learn, to change, to grow, to develop. And if you had to put all those Zohar synonyms into a word, it would be Avodas Hashem. That's what Avodas Hashem demands. Avodas Hashem demands the ability of a person to not be stagnant and not just be stuck in what they believe, in what they know, and in their ways, but rather a person has to have a supple and flexible mind to be able to grow and mature, see the flaws and failures within their own experience, and fix them. That's what it means to be a kid, if you will. That's what it means to be young. And as we grow and we become mature, we become adults, we become infected by toxic intellectualism and cynicism and skepticism, which might be, you know, good traits in some manner for it to be a functional adult. But these are not great traits to be profound Ovdei Hashem. To be a good Eved Hashem, we cannot lose that element of our youth, that ability to change, to grow, and to develop. So there are three things we know about Bezalel. Bezalel has the DNA of Miriam, by the way. He also has the DNA of Hur, who also stood up and gave his life, ultimately, for standing up for Hashem. He has this very powerful trait of Miriam and Hur. He has the notion of Mesiras Nefesh, and he has the natural traits of a young person. And all these three are super important for effective Avodas Hashem. So why is Bezalel given such important play in the Parsha? Because Bezalel is the one, through investing and infusing his life into the Binyan HaMishkan, he sets the tone for Avodas Hashem. He sets the culture of Avodas Hashem. And he infuses the experience of Avodas Hashem, of the Mishkan, with these three critical traits. What happens at the beginning can often have ripple effects far and beyond that one moment in time. Chamudei Daniel cites Shut Har Tzvi, who records the following story, that there was an Adam Gadol who was being Mesader Kedushin, officiating at a wedding, and made a mistake, and he made a bracha of shahakol on the wine under the chuppah. Okay, made a mistake. So he made a mistake, and instead of saying bari pri agafen, he said shahakol, and immediately he corrected himself, and he repeated and made the bracha bari pri agafen. And when they asked this Adam Gadol, why did he go back and say a bari pri agafen? The Mishnah Bracha says very clearly that al kulam imam ar shahakol niyabidvar ar yatsa. If a person makes a shahakol, even if that is not the bracha mefuretas, it's not the precise bracha, but it's certainly a generalized bracha that covers. So why did this Adam Gadol, who is Mesader Kedushin officiating at a wedding, why did he go back and repeat and say a bari pri agafen when the bracha of shahakol would suffice? And he reportedly responded to the questioner that he didn't want the chassan and kala's marriage, their chuppah, their relationship, their halachic union, to be forged in the cauldron of bidiyaved. He didn't want that. He didn't want that hashpa. He didn't want that influence in this formative moment of their lives. And so these moments that are formative moments, these opening moments, like the Binyan HaMishkan, are moments that, infused properly, can have extraordinary positive impact. And of course, done negatively, the opposite can be true as well. So Bitalel isn't just a contractor. Bitalel is a person who sets the tone for Avodas Hashem. The truth of the matter is, Avodas Hashem itself is that formative moment. So every time we daven Shachris, every time we daven Mincha, every time we daven Maariv, it's an opportunity for us to reset and to create a formative and transformative experience that's going to set the tone going forward. So when is that formative moment in our lives? The answer is every single day can be that formative moment. What do they say? Today, tomorrow, it's the first day of the rest of your life. So if today is the first day of the rest of my life, today is the formative moment. Today is the moment in which I can set the tone going forward. Every day, every day can be that beginning which can transform who I am and thus transform my future. Agud Vach, Shavua Tov to all.